This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. It is a gloomy, rainy Sunday in downtown Portsmouth, and I'm hanging out in a dark basement beneath a bookstore waiting to see a creepy Halloween music show for kids. Dozens of children dressed in their Halloween finest crowd the room. There are princesses and superheroes. An elephant finds a seat next to a dinosaur as the show is about to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gas.
Doctor is in. Same.
Dr. Gasp is dressed in a long black cape with a white skeleton mask covering his face.
Unknowingly, he gave a hump to the chapel Notre Dame. The phantoms all get nervous, for they fear he'll do the same.
Jack-o'-lanterns cast orange light across a makeshift stage. He gives a lively performance, jumping and dancing while playing his guitar. The kids get up to dance along with him. Monster Mash is a crowd favorite, of course.
It was a graveyard smash.
I sat down with Dr. Gasp after the show to find out who he is behind the mask. Dan Blanksley is actually a folk singer for most of the year.
Don't give up the fight. You made it in for tonight.
When he first started writing Halloween music, he would play under his own name at his regular shows.
But then it got to be the point where people were coming in like midsummer and asking me to play a song about the candy corn or vampires. I'm like, oh, it doesn't quite fit with my other material. So I started coming up with this name, this guy, Dr. Gasp. And then the Eeks joined me, the band, a few years after that.
Now, every October, Dr. Gasp and the Eeks tour all over New England, playing clubs, festivals, and even kids' shows like this.
I sort of just kind of wrote a bunch of Halloween songs, put out an album, and like, you know, never thought about, you know, what the audience would be like or anything.
But when his friends started playing his album for kids at Halloween parties, it was a hit.
When I play with the band, the intensity and the creepy eeriness is up quite a bit. You know, I don't want the kids to run off screaming. That's the last thing I want to do, you know what I mean? So.
Just down the hill there lives a maiden, and the might she will be craven. Tonight we'll die, I'll drink her like wine.
But when I was a kid, it's like, I loved this stuff. Like, my dad is a jazz piano player, and he was touring a lot in the 70s. And on Halloween night, when the kids were coming out trick-or-treating, he'd put his giant PA speakers in the windows and play. That was the first time I heard Monster Mash, like on vinyl and all this stuff. And I just loved it. And it made it like just a spooky environment, you know what I mean?
Blanksley says Dr. Gasp allows him to express a side of himself that doesn't come through in his folk music.
This gets that weird art punk side out of me that's kind of cooped up sometimes the rest of the year, but it's sort of... I get to like unleash and sort of like show my creativity for everything it's got.
Watching some of the YouTube videos and not having seen any other gigs except this
right.
one, it just seems like it's an Alice Cooper setup. I mean, you've got so much, stage paraphernalia and ephemera. I mean, it seems like you guys have collected a lot of that stuff over the years.
Yeah, and it all fits in my Honda Civic. You believe it or not, it fits in the Civic. And I actually had to stop taking as much stuff because I would get pulled over by the cops. And they're like, what's with the jack-o'-lanterns? I'm like, it's hard to explain. Okay, I'll do a Halloween sideshow. And then they go, okay, get out of the car. No, but it's the kind of thing where it's like, I love shows, going to shows where they put more effort into the show besides the music. I've been collecting these things ever since I was like in high school.
What is it about Halloween that you love? What is it about Halloween that makes it the holiday for you?
I don't know. It's like I love the festive season and sort of I just love autumn things like apple picking. Pumpkin carving. I love just the colors. But one of my favorite things about Halloween and sort of like the season is you can sort of like be whoever you want to be, you know what I mean? And I feel like, I don't know, it changes people's mindset.
You can catch Dr. Gasp and the Eeks live this evening in Portsmouth. They're playing a special Halloween party at the Press Room. You can find more information about the band at our website, nhpr.org. This is Morning Edition from NHPR, and
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, indeed.